I feel that it is my civic duty to warn you that the thunderbolt is about to strike this radio station. First, though, I would like to make plain that unless I have specific permission, I never presume to speak for anyone else, and I greatly appreciate it when everyone else returns the favor. The views expressed on this program are my views, and those views may or may not correspond with the views of the management of this radio station, their staff, their volunteers, their donors, and I can guarantee you that the views expressed on this program may not express the views of the administration at the Evergreen State College, though I do not know if any of this applies to their transdimensional doppelgangers. So I may need to consult an attorney on that one. But in the meantime, hang on to your seats, because here we go! If you want to know what's really going on, as opposed to what the Wall Street media machine wants you to think is going on, then you're in the right place. You are listening to the Thunderbolt on KAOS 89.3 FM, Olympia, Washington. This is the voice of the revolution. Listen at your own risk.
This is the Fear Report. Approximately 35,000 people died in traffic accidents in the United States last year. ISIS claims responsibility.
Yes, we killed them all. If America does not surrender, 500,000 people will die next year from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
First, the cults came for your children. Now they're here for your pets.
Repeat after me. Hail Satan.
The Drug Enforcement Agency warns of a new drug called Roundies. Amateur chemists synthesize it from ordinary roast chicken.
We got people coming into the Costco buying 20, 30 whole chickens. They say their church is having a raffle.
Meanwhile, local police stations nationwide are running short on military-grade tanks and nuclear missiles. Should we be concerned? We ask an expert.
Yes.
And we interview child expert Glenn Hibbert. Glenn, what does it mean when a baby cries?
It might be autistic.
Stay tuned to the Fear Report. Otherwise, they win.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Thunderbolt for August 30th, 2014. I've been posting shows every Friday for a whole bunch of years now. And traditionally, in months that have five Fridays, I post a version of the Thunderbolt's greatest strikes on that fifth Friday. And since this is a fifth Friday that I will be posting the show, I'm going to continue that tradition. But first, since I haven't actually produced any new shows in quite a while now, I'd like to go over some contemporaneous events, just in a normal manner. So the Democrats say that the Republicans pose an existential threat to the future of our world, and the Republicans say that the Democrats pose an existential threat to our future of our world. And on that one issue, I'm in complete bipartisan agreement. But we live in a democracy, you say. We have a choice. Actually, of course, we have an utterly corrupt oligarchy wherein public officials are for sale to the highest bidder, but whatever. And so all the political rhetoric today is on one side, it's Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Trump bad, Trump racist, Trump misogynist, Trump criminal, Trump dictator, Trump a threat to democracy. And yes, 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 that's actually all true. However, the current elephant in the room that everybody seems content to try to dance around, if not simply ignore, is the fact that not only has the Democratic Party become the party of perpetual war, but they are currently funding and arming a genocide. And I'm sorry, but genocide is a big bright red line for me that I absolutely refuse to cross under any condition or under any circumstance of any kind whatsoever. Genocide is not something you negotiate or compromise. And genocide is not something you say yeah, but to. Even if that yeah, but is yeah, but Donald Trump. And Donald Trump never funded or armed a genocide. From what he says, he'd be happy to. But, you know, whatever. I'm not going to vote for him either, so whatever. And Donald Trump has, in fact, many times expressed distaste for foreign wars, which is part of the reason I think he won that one election. And Donald Trump was, in fact, the first president since Jimmy Carter who did not take the United States into a new war. And in addition, at least with Republican politicians, what you see often closely resembles what you actually get, as reprehensible as that may be, while the Democrats usually turn out to be the complete opposite of what you saw. And at least the Republicans stand by their base, whilst the Democrats tend to urinate all over theirs. And now we have genocide, which has almost complete bipartisan support in the government. Now, look, genocide is the most heinous and holistically evil act that is possible to commit, period. Yet most Democrats seem willing to look the other way, and their only argument is Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Yeah, but the choices, we have a choice. Do you want the party of endless interventionist war and genocide, or would you prefer a Nazi demagogue from hell who has the worldview and emotional maturity of a 12-year-old schoolyard bully? It's your choice. Frankly, I find this similar to being forced to choose between eating cat poo or dog poo. Yeah, we had choices. Do you want to be clubbed on the head by the Republicans, or would you prefer being stabbed in the back by the Democrats? Do you want a lying corporate war profiteer who wants to abolish gay marriage, or would you prefer a lying corporate war profiteer who supports gay marriage? Both the Democrats and the Republicans all work for the same war profiteers. I've been trying to get people to abandon them for decades now with an almost complete lack of success. And if Americans are willing to accept genocide, then we probably deserve what's probably about to happen to us. So this first Thunderbolt is about a theory concerning what might be wrong with the world. Enjoy.
Yes, kids, I have spectacular news for you this week, because after decades of painstaking and exhaustive research, I have finally figured out what is wrong with the world. And never fear, my loyal listeners, yes, both of you, for I am about to reveal the secret in an explosive Thunderbolt exclusive. Kids, we have fallen through a discount looking glass.
Consider, what if you reported a crime and they threw you into jail for reporting it, while the actual criminal received a promotion? Well, that is exactly what Barack Obama has been doing to more whistleblowers than all other presidents in the country's history combined. Really? What the hell kind of looking glass is that? What if you were robbed of nearly everything you own, but when you called the police explained that the robber had subsequently lost all your money gambling in a casino, and now that in addition to your losses from the theft, you must also pay for his gambling debts? Well, that is exactly what Wall Street just did to all of us, and that was exactly the government's response. Wow, that looking glass must have some kind of nasty crap on the lens, eh? And what can you say when motherhood, the job that not only carries more responsibility than any other, but is also one of the hardest and the most demanding, receives not one duly of any squat concerning financial remuneration for their efforts, whilst arrogant, sociopathic, human-mutant hybrids who do nothing but suck our world dry receive compensation that is so over-the-top, overblown, that is quite literally insane? Jeez! This looking glass must have been manufactured by a child slave in a third world sweatshop or something. I think we should demand a refund. since incredibly vile practices are routinely given innocuous and innocent-sounding names to make them seem a little less bad and nasty than they actually are, then this week the Thunderbolt is proud to perform yet another public service for my listeners by presenting a conversion chart in order that you may translate modern terminology from political doublespeak into plain English. So when they call it collateral damage, what they really mean is murder. When they call it rendition, what they are actually talking about is kidnapping. When they call it enhanced interrogation, what they really mean is torture. When they say they misspoke, what they mean is that they lied. When they speak of a disposition matrix, what they are talking about is a secret kill list. When they claim they are providing humanitarian aid, what they mean is they are going to economically dominate, invade, or occupy. When they speak of a sensitive issue, what they mean is an embarrassing and or an illegal issue. When they talk about consent, what they mean is that you had better agree or else. This should come as no surprise to any Thunderbolt listener, but an ex-Guantanamo prison guard has just published a book claiming that three Guantanamo detainees, whom the military had told us committed suicide, were actually tortured to death. So here is what I think, a very good question. Since almost everything that Pentagon officials say to us later turns out to be a lie, then why does anyone still listen to a single word that those people say? Why is it that every time they try to say anything, they aren't just drowned out by a chorus of raspberries, showered with hurled flotsam and jetsam, and drowned out with cries of liar, liar, pants on fire?
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. The people incarcerated for fraud, stealing, and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor. Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations, and you must suffer for the oligopoly of the few.
So Keith Alexander was recently exposed for lying to a Senate committee.
I see no criminals.
This is a serious crime, for which I can absolutely guarantee would earn you or I a trip to prison where we can do it.
This song is for all the political prisoners.
He
the media machine had to take note of Alexander's lies, since they were so blatant, and since they were so quickly and so publicly exposed. And keep in mind, his lies were absolutely not told for any patriotic good of the country or national security reasons. No, his lies were told to cover up the vilest of imaginable criminal activity. Virtually all criminal activity conducted by the government is now classified for national security reasons. And for good reason. And since the federal courts are also made up almost wholly of fascists these days, then don't hold your breath waiting for any criminal indictments. At least not for people like Keith Alexander. If you're a regular person, though, you may want to immediately cover your ass. Now, as I have also pointed out several times, they can't start prosecuting people, because once they started, it would almost instantly turn into an avalanche enveloping nearly everyone in the federal government. And so, their nasty crimes are indeed kept secret for the security of the country.
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing, and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor.
The problem is that the country they are securing
lost our common ground
is also the same country that is committing all of these crimes. So after Keith Alexander explained that what he said was the least untruthful thing that he could say, which is probably another lie, and after he got caught red-handed with his pants down and with his other hand deep into the cookie jar, after all of that, nothing further happened. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Jack all. Business as usual. Just continued without hitch or hammer. Absolutely nothing further of any kind in any way, shape, or form was done on this matter in any manner whatsoever, pro forma, or howsoever, otherwise, whosoever, weatherwise, or whensoever. Never. Ever. Whatever. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. They don't need to hide it anymore. Mr. Alexander not only did not go to prison, but he even kept his job. He not only kept his job, but he was called in once again to testify, i.e. offer more lies, to the very same Senate committee that he had already been so famously caught lying to. These days, whenever Mr. Alexander is spouting on the media machine, you might hear the talking heads occasionally snicker and say, "Yeah, didn't Alexander get caught lying to Congress a while back? Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha." The media machine still treats him with deference rather than with raspberries. I'm sure the good senators in that hearing also played their roles well, and that they still showed the proper deference to this lying piece of human slime during his latest testimony. Kids, this is insane. Literally. And speaking of lies, I don't listen to the State of the Union address. Every time I see Barack Obama's picture on my computer, I feel like throwing things at it. And since I'm still paying for my current computer, I don't want to risk doing something in a peak of passion that I will later regret. According to reports, though, the Obama evidently asked Congress for a blank check to throw the U.S. military at whomever he pleases. He claims that Bush's authorization back in the day is all he needs to do whatever he wants to do. But since his argument has holes big enough to throw the planet of Jupiter through, with room left over, then he is rather plaintively begging Congress to give him a new authorization. And Congress is reportedly more than willing to go along. They're just quibbling over those devilish details. He also reportedly bragged again about how, unlike his predecessor, he does not torture people. No, he does not torture people. As he previously stated, that just isn't who we are. No, Obama doesn't arrest people without a trial and then torture them. Obama just kills them. Much less messy. I guess that is who we are. And now we have a word from one of our sponsors. As youth find their educational and economic opportunities disappearing before their very eyes, perhaps it is time to think outside the box and consider alternative educational prospects that take into account the likely financial situation young people will soon find themselves facing. There is a unique opportunity that exists that will not only provide invaluable expertise for dealing with this bewildering new world in which you find yourselves thrust, but the experience itself is guaranteed to change your entire view of life. Yes, kids, I'm talking about Club Fed. Tell me, have you ever considered how you could stretch the family budget during those lean times at the end of the month if only you knew how to pick locks and neutralize alarm systems? Perhaps you would like to know how to supplement your slave wage by cooking a little meth in your spare time. Just think how handy it could be to know how to steal someone's identity and credit card numbers. Would you like to learn how to produce fire, alcoholic beverages, or lethal weapons under almost any condition or circumstance? Well, I'm happy to announce that Club Fed offers intensive graduate-level courses on all of the above subjects and many more in addition, and school is now in session. Yes, kids. In a move that reflects their genius, your government has concentrated most of the criminal masterminds throughout the entire country into confined, intensely personal spaces where they associate with no one but other criminals who have absolutely nothing to do but learn to hate the world even more than they already did and to share their trade secrets. Yes, kids, it's education by immersion. So relax, make yourself at home, slip off your cheap rubber slip-ons and loosen your chains. Just consider some of Club Fed's amenities. For instance, the menu. It's tasteless and largely inedible slop of a largely unidentifiable nature. Consider the cuisine. It exactly complements the menu. Our recreational activities include staring at walls and walking in circles. The services include 24-hour armed security, a change of bedding every few weeks. Restroom facilities, you can rest assured, are cleaned after every few hundred uses. Nature lovers, you'll be amazed at the incredible diversity of the parasitic insect population and at the proliferation of disease-bearing microorganisms.
you can enjoy dull and uninteresting conversation with the ignorant and untrained staff. You can put some edge in your life by spending every minute of every day surrounded by violent psychopaths. You have to watch out for some of the other inmates, too. Or, if you prefer, you can just relax and enjoy the scenic view featuring vast expanses of pretty razor wire glittering picturesquely in the sunset, the entire scene framed by the quaint little gun towers. And in addition to all that, you automatically become part of the prison industrial complex, which is the fastest growing industry in the United States. And best of all, I saved the best for last for you kids, there are neither women, nor children, nor any normal social interaction of any kind to distract you from your studies. You have all the time you need to devote to the learning the fine arts of thievery, corruption, and mayhem. Yes, kids, come learn from the masters. Act now to take advantage of this special offer. Club Fed. It's a stop that you'll never forget. Thousands of positions are available immediately. It's time to take a station break right now. So the Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute. That is a promise, not a threat.
This program is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. If this program makes your head explode or causes emotional distress, or if you suddenly feel as if life suddenly isn't worth living anymore due to the things you learn on this program, then you should blame yourself for the fact that you're such a wimp that you let the world push you around in such a manner, rather than blaming the producers of some radio show, much less blaming the radio station that is airing the show. And you should maybe soon become a Zen master and or a used car salesman and or an astronaut or whatever, rather than trying to educate yourself about things that are simply going to twist your worldview into a pretzel, making your continued existence on this plane problematic. If you have useful suggestions, or if you wish to participate in meaningful debate, then bring it on. But otherwise, if you aren't going to help, then please just shut up and get out of our way so that we can do what needs to be done. Have a nice day.
Hang on to your word processors, kids. For I now have what, as far as I know, is a Thunderbolt exclusive that exposes a shocking secret which is possibly buried deep in the bowels of your very own personal computer.
This is a man! What? This is a man. Well, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
You know, a writer develops a relationship with his, her, or its word processor.
This is a man. Well,
I type the Thunderbolt on Microsoft Word.
This is a man.
I have typed several novels on Microsoft Word.
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Now, since I often make up words and since I often intentionally use grammatical errors for various artistic effects, then Microsoft Word constantly scolds me for perceived violations of some largely arbitrary rule or another. Alas, I'm even misunderstood by my own computer program. You would think that after all these years, Microsoft Word would get tired of its never-ceasing bitching and harping about every little thing, but Microsoft Word carries on undaunted and unbowed through all the vicissitudes of my problematic linguistic gymnastics.
Not a woman or a girl.
Microsoft Word did just teach me how to spell vicissitudes, though, so it's not all bad. So I hope you're sitting down.
Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl.
As everyone with at least a third grade education knows,
baby boy.
It is common practice in English to capitalize he.
Man make them happy.
When referring to their God.
Because man make them toys.
Microsoft Word has no problem with that.
But after man make everything.
However, here is where I discovered the shocking secret.
Do you know that man makes money?
When I try to capitalize she, then Microsoft Word places one of those little green squiggles from hell under the word.
But it won't be nothing without a woman or a guy.
Now, for those of you as yet unfamiliar with the 21st century, this green squiggle is the subtle yet demonic method that Microsoft Word uses to manipulate and control you by using mockery to instill a profound sense of innate guilt about the errors of your syntactic ways. It's a vile conspiracy, I tell you.
You got to have a woman now.
But I wonder again.
Man!
If you investigate Microsoft Word's allegation that you are in error by capitalizing she, then Microsoft Word will tell you,
but a woman makes a better man.
That according to the rules of English, as interpreted by Microsoft Word,
so baby, don't worry.
You are allowed to capitalize he.
Don't worry.
But you are not allowed to capitalize she.
Don't worry about the peeling falling from the ceiling.
So in addition to being dense, overly bitchy, unimaginative, and unappreciative of my art, Microsoft Word is also a sexist. All of this from some soulless, sexless thing that exists nowhere except in some electronic circuitry in my computer and thus also in some NSA data bank. We need to call out the feminazis.
Baby, don't worry.
All right, that's the other side. However, my
don't
loyal listeners need never fear. Your brave reporter intends to stand proud and defiant in the mace of Microsoft Word's derision and attacks upon my linguistic character. I will stand like a rock in the face of that invitable torrent of disparaging little colored squiggles blanketing my computer screen.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I will ignore the persistent contumely of Microsoft Word as I bravely go where no hack writer has gone before.
The man!
Yes, kids, on my word, I now publicly swear to you, my theoretical listeners, in spite of Microsoft Word's ridicule and disdain, I fully intend to continue capitalizing she anytime that I damn well please. Do I hear? Yeah!
He's lying!
Yeah, Microsoft Word could just take its little green squiggles and stick them into one of those crannies inside a computer.
The man
where the sun don't shine.
The man that don't have a woman.
Do I hear? Yeah.
He'd lie. And bitterness. The man!
And Microsoft Word just scolded me again.
The man that don't have
evidently,
woman.
I should have just said to either stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
The man!
Or to stick it.
The man that don't have a woman.
Where the suns don't shine.
He's lying!
I knew that. I was just goading Microsoft Word again. My apologies if I upset anyone. Let us now contemplate the musings of Dylan Thomas. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not. And death shall have no dominion.
And now, my loyal listeners, it's time for a brand new Thunderbolt feature that I am calling War and Circus.
Oh, yeah!
Actually, I really, really, really hate it really, really a lot when something like the Ukraine crisis happens. Really.
I spent 10 years of my life.
There is nothing else on the frigging news except this farcical, manufactured passion play that is being ginned up like a choreographed Broadway show. When I try to enter news gathering mode, I find myself constantly having to change sites or stations because I have absolutely no interest in listening to or reading about any BS concerning the Ukraine crisis. Breathless solemnity, the talking heads on the TV machine,
oh, yeah,
will predictably report on what he said, what she said, and what they said.
Susan and her brother, Charles the green boy.
People will likely learn a few things about the Ukraine they did not know.
In the back seat, and they took the four-eye.
Otherwise, the media machine,
yeah, the radio was on,
says absolutely nothing
locomotion
that is in any way enlightening.
Kingdoms of the radio.
Or even anything that is truly relevant.
Too much revolution, then.
Russia did something that would be business as usual if the Americans were doing it. But since Russia did it, then Putin has suddenly become the latest evil threat to civilization that we must arm ourselves to the teeth to defend ourselves against.
It will be time.
Yes, it's time for Obama and Putin to face each other and engage in the ancient ritual of wagging of the penis as everyone in the United States and Russia gets all hot with the foreplay. Yes, Putin is now a national hero in Russia for standing up to the great American bully. Being on Obama's sanction list has become a status symbol of which Russian officials boast. And being on Russia's sanction list has become a status symbol of which American officials boast. Here in the U.S. of A., every news outlet, right and left, and nearly every politician, Democratic and Republican, are donning their codpieces and tights and getting ready once again to bravely send other mothers' sons into danger.
In Times Square now, people do the poker.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
This New Year's Eve was the final barrier.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
We took you up. And we put you in the backseat.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
From year to year, we looked up for the venture.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
Dominance.
Here is the official Thunderbolt take on the Ukraine crisis.
Dominance.
When we rose up in mass and prevented Obama's Syrian madness,
dominance,
the war machine was taken aback.
Submission.
For a minute.
Dominance.
Typically, this did not last long.
Submission.
They have simply dusted off and resurrected a tried and true bogeyman from the past to instill new terror into the hearts of Americans so as to justify spending lots and lots of money on guns and bombs and terror and death, which is by far our largest and our most profitable export these days.
Submission. Submission.
Now we must support the Ukrainian people's freedom.
Submission.
They bravely used Western cash to rise up and overthrow a democratically elected government and then install an unelected interim government that consists of Western puppets. And then, with amazing speed and alacrity, the unelected government signed the trade agreement with the EU that was the cause of this whole revolution to begin with. Wow! What a happy coincidence for the Western powers. Evidently, signing this agreement just could not wait for a few months until another democratically elected government could be seated, and or until there was some education and debate about the costs and benefits of this agreement to the people of the Ukraine. According to the media machine, though, with the signing of this agreement, the Ukraine has now been saved. They have narrowly escaped the financial chains in which the arch-evil Putin wished to enslave them. But now, they are going to be wrapped into the cold steel embrace of the International Monetary Fund instead. How happy for the Ukraine! Yippee! Those bad boys at the IMF is going to lay some austerity love on the Ukraine's ass now. And I'm thinking after a dose of that infamous IMF austerity fire, then memories of that old Russian frying pan may soon begin to grow fonder in the eyes of some Ukrainians.
And on that note, we're going to end the news and commentary section of this week's show. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music, and I'm going to feature a teenage girl named Tina S., that I found on YouTube, of all places. Enjoy!
We'll be right back.
That was a tune called Little Savage from Yngwie Malmsteen. And before that, we had the heavy metal version of Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven from a teenage girl named Tina S., who's one of the most amazing guitar players I've ever heard. I haven't heard from her lately. I think I'm going to go look her up, in fact, maybe. So that's it for this week. Hope to see you next week. And I love doing this. I hope you love listening. So, yeah. In the meanwhile, please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.